Radio's group chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You
talking about it.
I'm speaking to the founder and CEO of South William Skin and Laser Clinic and Spa, Brendan Malloy. As public interest continues to grow in the longevity of skincare and preventative health, Brendan's here to break down what longevity actually means when it comes to our skin. We'll also look at some of the biggest well-being trends right now and whether or not social media is at the heart of the trend setting. Brendan, thanks for coming on iRadio's group chat this evening. First of all, tell me how you started and ultimately decided to set up the South William Clinic. What led you there in the first place?
Yeah, well, I suppose I've always been an entrepreneur. I had a particular interest in skincare. When I was younger, I kind of had a really bad period where I had acne. And as I got older, I did eventually get it sorted, but I kind of sparked an interest with lasers and peels and kind of understanding how you can kind of really, firstly correct your skin, but then keep it kind of in a good state. So that's where the idea of South William Clinic came from initially. And then I was still working away for quite a while before I fully jumped ship. So I had a small place to start off with. I just set that up with a friend and was doing kind of small treatments. And then where we have our flagship now, that unit became available on South William Street, which is, as you know, it's like the mecca of hair and beauty and all that in Ireland. So that became available and I just went after it, having kind of a small success with the first venture and then seeing this amazing unit right in the middle of South William Street. Just went for it and bought our first laser, and then it snowballed. One thing led to another, to fast forward today, where we have some of the most kind of sought after devices and treatments in the country. So people really look to us now to see what we're doing. So, but yeah, it was kind of small acorns turning into a much bigger idea, but it kind of was there from the very start. And my ambition was always to create kind of the very best in class kind of skin laser aesthetics treatments. And now kind of the further evolution for us is that we've gone fully medically led, and we're also very much driving the longevity space as well.
Talk to me about longevity, because I know, obviously, as you've mentioned there, it's very clear your passion is skincare and people looking after their health in that way. You've raised that longevity and preventative measures are becoming a big part of all of that. Talk me through what that means in layman's terms.
Yeah, so for me and for us at South William Clinic, longevity, it's really about leaning into the best version of yourself. So taking those necessary steps to improve your health and your well-being, and to essentially improve your health span, your lifespan. So what does that look like on the ground to us? So a lot of the time now, even for people that come in with skin concerns, we would say, look, we want to get a full picture of your health. So it typically would start with a comprehensive blood test. Sometimes we'll recommend including like gut testing, food intolerance, so that we get a really comprehensive picture of what's going on inside. Because a lot of the time previously we would have been treating the symptoms of that, whether it's acne or rosacea or fatigue or tiredness, you know. So all of these things happen for a reason. So the very first step is identifying what's going on and kind of looking at your health profile. Is there anything that's standing out? Do you have any deficiencies when it comes to vitamins, when it comes to iron, when it comes to all these things? So that's the first step. And then from that, we can build quite a bespoke program for you, which is made up of, you know, your longevity treatments. Plus, for some people, you know, we look at kind of health and well-being from a very 360 point of view. So for some people, they want to address their skin concerns. For other people, it's purely they want to improve their overall kind of health and optimize their health as much as possible. And then solution-wise, everything from, you know, medical weight loss for some people is something that they go down that road. And then using devices to kind of further tighten and tone the body after they've achieved the weight loss. Some people may then need injectables to kind of bring back volume and so on. And then for deficiencies, so we have a range of things in the way we can address deficiencies, like, you know, if it's that you need a high dose vitamin C or you're lacking iron or magnesium. So we do IV drips, or we can supplement for some people. So it's really kind of like providing solutions to what's going on in your body and listening to your body and responding. And then obviously we, a lot of the time as well, we have people in that, you know, they might be fatigued or they're experiencing weight loss or menopause symptoms. And we're able to provide solutions in regenerative medicine and, you know, with the vitamins and deficiencies, we can address some of that as well. So often it's a collection of a lot of kind of different solutions built into a program for somebody. Cryotherapy is very popular at the moment. So we'd have a lot of people that will be fatigued or they're frequent flyers and they have muscle pain or, you know, back pain, injury. So cryotherapy is another really interesting area. But there's so many things that we can offer. So yeah, it's very individual. It's very bespoke, but it's all centered around internal, starting with your internal health, what's going on inside the body, and then providing solutions for what we're seeing as well. Like, what are the symptoms? Is it skin concerns? Is it hair loss? Is it fatigue? And addressing them accordingly.
Do you think social media is having an impact on the trends that you're seeing, the well-being trends that probably your most popular services at the minute, is it something that starts organically?
It's a mix of both. I would say, like, you do get a lot of people that initially they may have seen something on social media. In a lot of cases, though, unfortunately, what they've seen is not always the best solution for them. So hence why we kind of put everybody into the same funnel, and we start from, you know, the very start, looking at your body, what's going on, and providing a bespoke solution. But yeah, social media is a big driver, particularly for a lot of the skin treatments. And, you know, there is a lot of trends in the industry, and we have to kind of cut through the noise for the patient and present them what we know will be the best kind of solutions for what they need. And skincare is a big one, and aesthetics, because people will see, you know, Kim Kardashian or another celebrity having the latest kind of, whether it's a resurfacing laser or a skin tightening treatment. And then for a time, you'll have people calling or messaging, do you do this treatment? Do you do that treatment? So it does absolutely affect people, and it affects them kind of, you know, what they're looking for. But then we do have to kind of reel them back in and just kind of, you know, tell them kind of what we think is best for them. And but you do, like, there's also a lot of positivity with social media, and with our likes of our lasers, like, we have a lot of different lasers to treat many different concerns. But even with that, you know, there's a lot of positivity as well. Like, one trend a few years ago was with the BBL, which is a popular treatment with us on IPL, not to be confused with Brazilian bum lift. But this is a laser that actually reverses the age of your skin cells. So it kind of stops aging in its path. And it can take off, you know, the lasers that we offer in the clinic, they really can transform somebody's skin, like, and take off maybe 10, 15 years off their face. So, you know, it's as a starting point, social media initially, they might have the wrong ideas or the wrong perceptions. But when they come into the clinic, we can really kind of, like, give them a bespoke plan and tell them what they actually need, as opposed to what the latest celebrity is using.
We live in a world where our appearance seems to be under scrutiny nowadays, whether it's by ourselves or it's by other people. Sometimes it can feel like, from customer testimonials, what are the main reasons for visiting your clinic? Is it boring out of people's insecurities? Is it people investing in their health long term, what you've mentioned there as longevity, or is it a mix?
Yeah, it is a bit of a mix, actually. You obviously will have a lot of people coming in with a lot of things that bother them, whether it's acne or scarring or a hair loss. And, you know, we can provide solutions for that. But I think all in all, there's a nice trend at the moment where we just see people looking after themselves, and they want to be the best version of themselves. And a lot of time that is starting with doing the blood tests and figuring out what's wrong and how we can help. But then I suppose you do get a, you know, again, you know, from social media and trends, you do get people coming in with unrealistic expectations sometimes, where what we want to do is to try and provide them with the solutions to become the best version of themselves, even when that comes to, you know, their facial structure, and kind of providing those little tweaks that enhance what they already have, as opposed to, you know, blowing up their face and making them look really augmented, which is not something that we do, thankfully. But yeah, it's just bringing out your natural beauty and those little tweaks that make all the difference, or doing a laser treatment that might take 10 years off your face and just make you look younger and fresher. So it's not always about kind of changing who you are or trying to be something you're not. It's more enhancing what you have already and making people feel really confident in themselves.
From your own experience, where do you think the future of skincare is headed now, particularly regarding trends? Like, what do you think the biggest trends over the next decade are going to be?
Yeah, so it's all going to start with the longevity piece. That's what we're seeing in like the markets that are quite advanced with this stuff, like Dubai and the Middle East. And, you know, it all starts with diagnosis and figuring out what's going on inside. Is your gut health good? Is, you know, because these are the things that result in skin concerns to begin with, or result in hair loss or fatigue or tiredness. So it's about addressing those issues first. So it all starts there. But then regenerative medicine is really massive at the moment as well. So this is where we're doing injectable treatments, not to augment your look, but to actually stimulate your own body and your own skin cells to repair and regenerate. So it's just kind of tweaking again to make you look really healthy and really fresh without looking like a different person, essentially. And then devices, you know, we're always like, there's always some new development or innovation when it comes to skincare and aesthetics. And we've been kind of at the forefront of that innovation over the past 10 years. But you really can achieve amazing results with non-invasive treatments. So without having to go under the knife or do surgery, there's a lot of treatments now that can really enhance your looks without having to go down the surgical route. And then, you know, for some people, surgery is the only solution. So, you know, in particular scenarios, there's not so much we can do to help. But then small tweaks, again, with minimally invasive surgical treatments can be really effective. We do offer kind of some of those treatments as well. So things like just kind of, you know, a lot of people, you know, they go to the gym, they eat healthy, but they still have those kind of small pockets of fat or small areas that they want to reduce. And, you know, we can help with stuff like that with our minimally invasive procedures, or sometimes injectables just to give that nice lift. But devices are massive, and there's so many kind of amazing treatments that can be offered. So what we tend to do when people come in is kind of look at all of this and say, okay, for you, it might be a little bit of the longevity stuff plus, you know, the devices on the skincare end and improving your skin quality, your skin health, and then obviously injectables then where needed for kind of a bit of further tweaks and enhancements. So all of these areas are booming. There's constant innovation, which is great. The procedures are becoming safer. People don't have to worry anymore about, you know, as much adverse effects as we would have had in the past with these things. But I would say to everyone listening that please do go to reputable clinics like ourselves, where you have doctors leading the consultations, and where the whole kind of A to Z is medically supervised, and you can ensure that you're in good and safe hands.
If people were to make one skincare change at home today, Brendan, what would your recommendation be?
Yeah, well, look, one big thing is that we all lose vitamin A as we get older, and that causes skin aging. So get a good retinol cream. If it's the only thing you use, retinol SPF. So retinol to replace that vitamin A that you're losing as you get older, keep your skin healthier and younger for longer. And then obviously wear your SPF. every single day, regardless of clouds that we have in Ireland a lot of the year. The SPF is like, you'll find that people that have wore SPF all their life, they look younger because it's really protecting their skin. And so I think, yeah, part of it is home care and part of it is kind of doing your regular kind of maintenance in the clinic. Even if you have really good skin, just doing the odd kind of peel or facial in the clinic to keep your skin glowing. And then whether it's just your basics of skincare with your retinol, your SPF, or come in and see us, have a chat and maybe expand out your skincare regime a little bit at home. Because a lot of the time, most of the results are also what you do at home. Yeah. And then maybe just looking at, is there some supplements that you could build in for kind of overall health and well-being and for your skin health as well?
Well, Brendan, thank you so much for taking time out this evening to chat to me about longevity in skincare. I think it's a really interesting concept, the way that we're going. I really appreciate you joining me on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Radio Scoop Chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's Group Chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You talking about it.